Resentment in a relationship kills a relationship. And resentment means that your needs are not being met in the relationship. That's why it comes up. And it's different for men and for women. So resentment for a woman arises when she's been telling him over and over again the problems inside their life together, in their kingdom together. And he doesn't hear it. And he's not listening. And he's not present when she's telling him. And that for a woman leads to frustration. It builds up inside of her and eventually turns corrosive into resentment. For a man, on the opposite side, it builds up because no matter what he seems to do, it's never enough. He feels criticized. He feels that no matter how he does it wrong. And she never seems to be happy. And for a man, that is like death. Men, believe it or not, want their partner to be happy. It's built in. But when it's not happening, when he can't make her happy, when it's out of the honeymoon period, and now it doesn't matter what he seems to do, she's just not happy. When that happens, resentment builds up. And so two great people who love each other now have a wall of resentment between them. And what has to happen is that wall needs to come down. And it needs to come down in a way where you can learn to put aside. See, inside a relationship, there's a basic method you have to use, which is argue, forgive, and reset. And the ability to forgive on a constant basis means that resentment doesn't build up. But if you don't know how to forgive, to really forgive, to let it go, because often it's not that important what we're arguing over. But that dynamic of her trying to talk to him, him not getting it, her always criticizing, and him feeling like he can never make her happy, that dynamic needs to change separately. So you've got to fix that. You've got to learn to communicate in a different way out of the masculine and feminine states. And if you haven't watched my other videos on the masculine and feminine, jump in to the profile and have a look at them, because they'll explain exactly what masculine feminine is, both in men and women, and how that dynamic is critical if you don't want your relationship to fall into the resentment trap. So two ways of getting out of it: learn to change how you communicate, and second way is learn the format of argue, forgive, and reset. And forgiveness needs to happen a particular way that I'm not going to be able to cover here in a video, because you have to get out of your head into your heart and learn how to stay there consistently inside your relationship. See, so many relationships now, people say they're in love with each other, but they don't allow themselves to feel that for each other. In the day-to-day battle of kids, work, just living, we are pushed into our heads all the time. And so often, yes, we say we love them, but we're not feeling it. And there's also a scientific basis for that in terms of the hormones that we're producing or not producing inside the relationship. All these factors come together and affect relationships. And so to learn these, the best place to learn those is in a relationship event over 3 days, where it gets in and it completely changes how you show up in the relationship. That's what's important.